In December, we spoke with Ali Woodford from Media Access Australia on the developments of audio-described cinema nationally. The second week of January this year has seen four cinemas begin audio-described sessions, and Ali is back today to let us know how things are going. Welcome, Ali.
Thank you, Roberta.
Now, firstly, can you remind us of all the cinemas that have begun the sessions?
Yeah, sure. The four cinemas are all within the major cinema chains, and they are Hoyt at Belconnen in the ACT, Hoyt Erina on the New South Wales Central Coast, Hoyt Carousel in the southern suburbs of Perth, as well as Greater Union in Parramatta, Western Sydney. We can't forget that there's also the cinema at Tweed Heads on the New South Wales-Queensland border. It was previously an independent AMC cinema, but Hoyts has taken it over. So Hoyts has, I guess, honoured the commitment to the audio description, and that's also a Hoyts audio described location.
Well, that's good news. Now, how many sessions per week are they doing of audio description?
They're all doing the same. At the moment, each cinema is doing six sessions, and these tie in with the open caption sessions that they all run. So there's a session every day except for Saturday, and the sessions do vary from daytime to evening. And I think at this stage they even vary from day to day. You know, one Tuesday it might be a day session, but the next Tuesday it might be a night. So in the fullness of time, possibly when these locations move to the closed caption sessions, the audio description will also move to being available at any session during the week.
So not just six.
Yeah.
So do we know how many audio description headsets each location has?
Yes, this was a big one to find out. To start with, there are five each at Erina, Belconnen and Carousel, while Tweed Heads and Parramatta have three each. And this may change as time goes on.
That's a blooming good start, isn't it? Now, how can people find out more information about the session times? Because that's pretty important to know that.
Yeah, the best website to check for kind of a one-stop shop is our designated cinema website, which is yourlocalcinema.com.au. And this lists session times and further information on the sites themselves. And with the site pages, they'll also link you through to the actual cinema website for the booking of the ticket. Although you can book a seat at the moment, the cinemas at the moment aren't taking bookings for the headsets. So hot tip, get there early to make sure you get a headset.
So is there a forum or some sort of a mechanism where people can make comments on the new locations and, of course, their experiences with audio-described cinema?
Yeah, there is. I mean, we're more than happy to hear comments here at Media Access Australia, but the government has actually set up a designated email address, which is accessible.cinema@faxia.gov.au. So I'll say that again.
Yeah, that'd be good.
accessible.cinema@faxia, F for Fred, A-H-C-S-I-A, .gov.au. And it's been set up with the express purpose of getting feedback to the cinemas and other members of the advisory group so we can look at what's working, what's not working, how you think things can improve, or if very simply you had a great time at the cinema and you want to pass on your thanks. So all the comments are welcome.
Well, they're important too, aren't they, Ali?
Yeah.
Because our listeners, your opinion counts. And if you live close to or are visiting one of these new audio described locations, swing by, catch an audio described movie and email. And I'm going to give all that out again, accessible.cinema@faxia, and that stands for FAHCSIA.gov.au, to share your experience. The full story on the development of audio described cinema can be found at the audiodescription.com.au website, or you might like to contact Ali and have a chat to her at Media Access Australia at info@mediaaccess.org.au, or the phone. I like the phone. I like to talk to somebody. 02-9212-6242. Thank you, Ali, for all of that.
Thanks, Roberta.
I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
We will.
I've been speaking with Ali Woodford from Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.